All-American half pounder. Sweet pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato. This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Welcome to Free Rock and Roll Radio, coming out of Toxteth, Liverpool. Welcome back to Free Rock and Roll Radio. We haven't been here for a while, and quite a lot has gone on since we were last here. We lost the Caledonia venue, and we've got a new venue in Mello Mello. We've had burglaries and all kinds of things, but we're back. So Free Rock and Roll Radio is back, which is in conjunction with Free Rock and Roll Live Music Events, which now happen every other Thursday at Mello Mello on Slater Street, and they're free to get in, as the name suggests. And Free Rock and Roll Gigs and Free Rock and Roll Radio is all about the Liverpool underground music scene, and a little bit of music from outside Liverpool as well, as people on the internet and what have you in across the world have got onto the Free Rock and Roll idea. That first record you heard was This Band Has Eaten All Our Money, the last single by great Liverpool band 28 Costumes. Sadly no more 28 Costumes, but they did have a little reunion gig at Labatto a few weeks ago with all the original lineup there, and singer Chris now has moved over to Berlin. And as far as I know, Chris was one of the DJs at Liquidation, great club night everybody knows at Labatto, and I think the idea is maybe set up a Liquidation in Berlin, as you understand it.
Yep, that's been talked about. Jules was over there last week, I believe. So Tony, but actually Chris and Tony did the bit of recording in Berlin, right, which I found out
cool
the other day.
So, you know,
you never know.
Going to be a Liverpool Berlin connection there. So this is actually the Free Rock and Roll Sound City special. We've got Sound City Festival coming up next week, and a little bit later on in the show, we'll be talking to Dave Pitilingi, the supremo behind the whole Sound City concept. But before that, we've got another record. This is by Crocodile God, and these were a band, punk band from Liverpool, who were pretty big in the 90s, and they're back doing stuff well, and they sound great. So this is Crocodile God. That was Crocodile God and a track Kamara. And that was from the first ever EP that they had out in 1994, 7-inch, 5-track EP on Big Fella Records. And if you like that, they are doing stuff again, and they're a great live band. And that actually comes off a kind of a best of that you can get from Probe Records, an album called 2 Weeks, and it has tracks from, I think, 5 EPs out they had in the 90s, and a couple of LPs as well. And that's Crocodile God. Next track we got is a band called Philly Wiz, which is kind of a hip-hop rap kind of thing, which we don't play too much of that stuff on the show, but maybe we should do. A little mention of these, they played at one of the recent Love Music Hate Race Summit events, which, you know, that Free Rock and Roll, we work with Love Music Hate Race Summit in Liverpool. Have been doing a regular live event with them, with Love Music Hate Race Summit at the Mass, but that's now moving to Mellow Mellow, and it will be a regular monthly event, second Friday in the month, and it's called the Punky Reggae Party. And there are fantastic reggae DJs and dub roots reggae, them being the Toxic Rebel Alliance and Rockers to Rockers, and we have some great guest toasters and on those shows as well as live bands. And like Free Rock and Roll, they're free, although there will be a
did
small
you say
donation
guest toasters special guest
toasters. It's called toasting. Yeah, that's right. A Jamaican original Jamaican word for thingy. We're not gonna make tea and toast during the gig, if that's what you were thinking.
I didn't think the sound of bread would go down that well. But you never know.
Perhaps we're missing a trick though. Yeah. So they've played one of the Love Music Hate Race Summit events, and as I say, just to reiterate that they are going to be regular at Mellow Mellow. For a small donation, you can see some brilliant roots reggae, dub, and toasting and live bands as well.
Toasting.
Sure. And the first one will be the second Friday in July. This band Philly Wiz, they played it last one, and there's really quite some real nice lyrics on their stuff. So this is a track called Think You're Hard, and this is Philly Wiz.
What a waste of space and a waste of time. Think it out, cause you're by the baby. Think it out, cause you grew up heavy. Think it out, cause you snort a line. But what a waste of space and a waste of time. Just a bully who's had the pint, starting fights and talking shite. Who the fuck gave you the right to go kicking off on a Friday night? All numbed up so you feel no pain, cause you're all high off loads of cocaine. Figure when there's nothing but I can't be beat. Scaling all the suicide fights in the street. Think that you're rough, man, think that you're tough, but you can't ever fight. You're the fisticuffs, you need a bottle, you need a glass, you need a gang of knobbers to come and save your ass. Think you're all that when you're launching attacks at a fight with the people who can't fight back. It ain't clever, man, and it ain't wise. Why not pick on somebody your own size? Looking for the weaknesses we can see. If they're the very SMB, you're a big bully. Man, you better look, they're causing a ruck. Some will get wasted, some will get pasted. A bottle to your head, so it's time to duck. You're a fucking gun, too stick as fuck. Yo, someone pulls a knife and cuts you up. We were having a nice night till you fucked it up. Just an asshole, just a wanker. I hope you're pissed off a proper gangster. On your own with no one to save you. So much you can do us all a favour. You ain't brave and you ain't tough. You're only picking other people that were soft as fuck. Think you're hard, cause you're by the bevy. Think you're hard, cause your crew are heavy. Think you're hard, cause you snort a line. But what a waste of space and a waste of time. Think you're hard, cause you're by the bevy. Think you're hard, cause your crew are heavy. Think you're hard, cause you snort a line. But what a waste of space and a waste of time. I don't like or trust him. Mr. Stegged up bouncer, fresh out the gym. He's on the door, I'm once raw. You wanna break doors and pull some holes. He gives us no respect, even though we're the ones that you're meant to protect. You're the only one who poses a threat with your little head and massive neck. You don't like me, cause I'm an artist. When I impress the girls by the size of your fist, so back off, mate. Fuck off, genius, with your massive shoulders. You're stripping up penis, you don't pick up on the trouble starters. You're bullying the iffy students and artists. You make at the gym twice a day, but I went out the fact that you're a gay. We can see you're the big bully. Beating up kids and you show no mercy. Not as a smart, not exactly quick, but you're getting big bites. It's a tiny dick. The drinks that we buy pay your wages, but at the end of the night you're flying into the rages, telling us to leave so aggressively. But you wanna get paid, mate, different but for me. You're just a bully, that's the truth. But there ain't nobody that's bulletproof. And one day, mate, you bully a gangster who shoots doormen if doormen are wankers. Think you're hard, cause you're by the bevy. Think you're hard, cause your crew are heavy. Think it hard. It's not a line, but what a waste of space and a waste of time. Think it hard. Cause you're by the bevy. Think it hard. Cause the glue act heavy. Think it hard. It's not a line, but what a waste of space and a waste of time. Another bit of night in the A and E. For the burn to the victim of a bully. A dickhead doorman of a scally. How fella with a stellar is really a pussy. When it's like this, everybody loses. Stitch your cuts, your bugger bones and bruises. Posing a threat, shouting slang. But you're only hard when you're part of a gang. Dominating kids who are defences won't stop but a slap man delivered a senseless and all them bricks who were on the door watching a gang of scallies give you kidding another four putting the boot into his head they won't be happy till he ends up dead but that don't prove how wide you are it just proves you're a coward who should have been bad targeting if he's no longer goss but on your own they'd have you off without your back if you're the one who's soft won't fight anyone who can't fight back charged up to Charlie and ready to attack a gang of scallies all on one rope bones get broken yeah it ain't no joke but a twat's gotta do what a twat what's gotta do, we just pray one day the same happens to you. Think it hard, you're about to bevy. Think it hard, cause your crew are heavy. Think it hard, it's not a line, but what a waste of space and a waste of time. Think it hard, cause you're about to bevy. Think it hard, cause your crew are heavy. Think it hard, it's not a line, but what a waste of space and a waste of time.
Think about it.
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Okay, this is the, like we said, this is a Sound City special for Free Rock and Roll Radio. And as I said before, we've got the Sound City Supremo, Dave Pitalenghi here as our special guest, just to, give us a bit of background about Sound City and talk about what's happening this year. So am I right in saying this is the third year for Sound City? Is that right, Dave?
Third year we've done it in Liverpool. We've been taking it 5 years to a festival called South by Southwest over in the States for 5 years. But yeah, the big
festival. And that's
festival,
in Austin, isn't it? As
that's in Austin, now. Texas. Yeah.
Good. And so it's the third year in Liverpool, right?
Yeah, so third year that we've done it. I mean, in Liverpool, it's much bigger than we do. When we do it abroad, it's primarily just a whole lot of gigs. When we do it in Liverpool, we've got a conference. And this year, over 450 bands playing.
Fine. And what was your original concept for it? What was your inspiration for it? Or did you have a particular idea how it should go, or is it just developed into something?
I guess I worked on a festival called In the City for many years with the late great Tony Wilson.
That's right. Yeah.
And so I guess I got a hunger for it from working with that, and then wanted to do something in Liverpool for a long time, but the opportunity never really came up. And then, like I said, 5 years ago, I was over in South by Southwest with a couple of bands that we took and taken over that year. And what I noticed when I was over there was that the Scottish were doing parties under the banner of Scotland, and the Welsh were doing parties under the banner of Wales.
Right.
And then, the Liverpool bands, the North West bands, the Manchester bands, from the region, if you want, were under the banner of British at South by Southwest. And what occurred to me was that, from the North West, people, we're very kind of proud of where we're from. There's that famous thing of the Liverpool thing says we're not English, we're Scousers.
Yeah.
And I think that goes for the region in general, really, the kind of competitiveness between Liverpool and Manchester and everywhere in between, really. So we decided to try and put together, under the banner of Liverpool Sound City, the best of the Northwest acts over there, South by Southwest. And that's gone really, really well. And then in the culture year of 2008 in Liverpool, we were asked to put together a festival, and that was where it grew out of. And I guess its mission, its vision, for want of a better term, is to give a platform for the best music from the region. This year we're putting on about 100 bands from Liverpool and the Northwest region, of which Pete Bentham and the Dinner Ladies is one of those key acts that we're celebrating this year. And so what's important for us is that we don't just put them on a stage and put them on a festival where a Liverpool audience gets to see them, which of course is really, really important. But more important is to put them in front of a business audience. So we're bringing in 1,000 delegates this year from all over North America, Japan, and all over the world, really. And so these people will debate the business by day. And then by night, they'll run around the 35 venues that we've got bands in, and they'll take in all the live action.
Right, because there's a whole kind of, probably most people just see wandering around the free. Obviously, Free Rock and Roll, our idea is Free Rock and Roll is a free gig, and we like Sound City, obviously, because a lot of gigs are free.
Absolutely,
so, it's that thing where gigs are expensive, and it's great people can get the chance to see live bands. But there is a whole kind of business side to it, isn't there, as well? Is that mostly based around, do they all stay at the Hard Day's Night, is it?
Two hotels this year. We've got the Hard Day's Night Hotel and the Hilton Hotel, the brand new Hilton Hotel in Liverpool one. The Hard Day's Night Hotel this year, we're doing a thing called Create Sound City. And Create Sound City is a new initiative that the first year we've done it. And primarily it's aimed at young people in bands or managers. And it's for people who, you know, people who are on the first rung, if you want, of their journey into the rock and roll business. And so there might be, just at this moment in time, it might be just be a burning ambition to be involved in it. You know, they might want to be a promoter.
Right.
They might want to be a manager. They might just be just in their first band or whatever it might be. And so Create Sound City is a free initiative where they can come along and they can take part in panels and debates and discussions and learn more about the business. So that's all being run from the Hard Day's Night Hotel. Then at the Hilton Hotel, we've got our main conference that is really primarily aimed at people that are already working in the business. So people who've been doing it for some time, maybe in either making money out of it or you know, kind of if you want, a lot further on than just starting out. And so that's aimed, it's not such a fundamental level, and it's aimed more about, if you want, tackling issues and debating issues.
So what would you say that the state of the music industry is? Because I mean, obviously people are saying that, well, there isn't one as such, or it's in a state of flux or whatever with the way that the downloading and all the rest of it is. What's the state of things then, would you say?
I think the music industry is in a really strong position. You know, if you think about music business, it's primarily three things, really. There's the live industry, there's the publishing industry, there's the record business. I think, you know, if we look at live and publishing, they've never been healthier in many ways. You know, there's been a real renaissance for live music, more bands out there than doing it than ever before.
Is that because people can't sell records anymore, so the live thing has become bigger?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think that is one of the positive things.
Absolutely. Also, I think because people... You know, my son's 12 years of age, really, and he doesn't, you know, I try and thrust on him vinyl or even CDs, for God's sake, like, you know, and he looks at me like I'm the biggest nerd in the world, really. You know, kids his age, the way they consume music is through phones, it's through the internet and so on, and that's their vinyl collection, or that's their CD collection, really. That's the way they do it. So yeah. The iPod or the iPhone has become a desirable gadget that allows them to download and consume music through. But the one thing you can't change is live music. You know, you can't really computerize that. Or, you know, years ago people tried to put it on the internet, you know, and you'd look at these fantastic concerts going on somewhere with all these thousands of people off their heads really enjoying it, and then you're trying to watch it through your computer screen, and it doesn't really translate. So the only way you can consume music in that sense is at the point of production, which in other words, in a venue or whatever that they make it. So I think live music will always have a place, really, because fans of music, whichever way they consume it, either through phones or on CD or through vinyl, whichever way, they'll still want to see the bands live. They'll still want to see the artists live. So I think that's, you know, I think live music is here to stay for the foreseeable
future. Okay, well, we'll come back to you in a minute. We'll just have a bit more music in a sec.
Yeah.
Oh! still wanna do, and there's much more still to see. Oh no, not me. There's much more I still wanna do, and much more still to see. Oh no.
Okay, that was the Bin Men there. Now, they're a band, another band that's sadly no more. Contains some... I know Dave, from drummer from Blue Demon, who's now doing the jazz thing as well with Sydney Bailey's No Good Punching Clowns, was in that band, and there's some really nice lyrics in that. So if you get a chance to check that out, there's a really nice little EP they had. And that was the Bin Men. That was the Bin Men. So we've been talking to Dave, the boss of Sound
City. Stuart Sutcliffe used to be a Bin Man.
Stuart Sutcliffe apparently used to be a Bin Man. Sure you don't mean Peter Sutcliffe?
No. I don't know what to say there. No, I think he was a murderer.
Yeah, I don't think that was his official role.
No, unless murderer. Stuart did. No.
Yeah.
Unless Peter Sutcliffe threw people in the back of the bin.
Lorry driver. I think the murderer was just, you know, a bit on the side, really. Yeah.
Anyway.
And so, any roads. Yeah, we've been talking to Dave Pitchlinger, the boss of Sound City Festival. So we thought we'd pick out some highlights that what free rock and roll we think fits in our thing. The Casimir, we've got one here at the Casimir, which is on Wednesday, the 19th of May. We love the Casimir at Free Rock and Roll. It's a great venue, and there's a band called this is kind of a noisy, slightly electro kind of. Night with a fantastic band, Liverpool from Mugstar, one of the loudest bands you will hear in your whole life.
Yes.
But really know how to do the noise thing.
Proper.
And a band that I've not seen, but I've heard a lot about, Archie Bronson Outfit, who are kind of a blues, rock, folk, alternative thing. It sounds horrendous, but I'm sold it's amazing.
Well, so nice. When's that?
And that's at the Casimir on Wednesday the 19th.
Oh, can I just say, I was at the Casimir last night.
Yeah.
And it was a cracking night. And first band on Beard. I think it's Beard, not Beast. Beard, because it's Dave Smythe. They've got beards.
I think it is Beast.
I don't know. I think I should have researched this properly.
You should have, really.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, there were two sets of drums, loads of synths. It was lovely. The Lays played. Mugstar were fantastic.
And Trans Am on that.
Bloody great. Yes. Yeah. I was a bit drunk at that point, but apparently, Dave Pitchlinger said, I wasn't that bad, actually, when I was talking to him, but, you know.
Might have been worse than you, that's why he thought that.
And he was stood up.
Yeah. The other one we got here, which is actually also on the same night, so you could maybe leg it from one to the other. This is, again, kind of noise electro thing. Great band, Dog Show.
Oh, brilliant.
Great dance band, Dog Show. Indica Ritual, who another very interesting band from Liverpool. And with the band Holy Fuck.
Well, can you have a quick mention of Max Tundra? We went to Leeds with the Liverpool band, The International, a couple of years back.
Yeah.
And they played with it. I'd never heard of him. Mm. One man, lots of little keyboards. Oh, it's brilliant.
Nice. Good. And where the Holy Fuck from, do we know?
Fuck knows.
I know they've supported a whole load of people.
Does
there.
It not say
Mia,
no?
Super Furry Animals.
Mia, Phoenix.
So we recommend that one. That one's happening at the Static Gallery.
Oh, and there's another fella as well.
There's a guy called John Talbot on that night as well. And then our recommendation for the closing night, the Saturday, is the night that we love at the Magnet, which is the Go-Go Cage, which is the last Saturday, and it's got three amazing bands. It's got Dr. Come Over on. Who we've had at Free Rock and Roll, fantastic party band. El Toro, brilliant band, who we've had guests in the house.
Indeed, we have.
And also a young band called Furious, who are kind of a young teddy boy band, I think is the best way to describe them. Not seen them myself, but we're going to have to get them at Free Rock and Roll. Well, so there are picks of Sound City Festival.
Well, when Dave comes back, because you're going to, he'll be telling you more stuff about it.
Yeah,
no doubt. Yep.
Yeah, sure. So we've got Dave Pitchlinger coming up. We'll be talking to him a little bit later on. And so we're going to do our, like we said before, we get in music centres from all over the world, and this is our feature that we call Rocking All Over the
you
World.
You want to do the jingle without the guitar?
I'm going to do the jingle, but I haven't got my guitar with me, so we'll just have to shout, Rocking All Over the World. And in actual fact, it's Rapping All Over the World, because this is the KNX crew.
It's Hip Hop Central, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, yeah. We're in the hood tonight.
Yeah,
we're in the hood.
Are.
And this is KNX Crew, and these are from Saint-Étienne in France. And these are kind of, I haven't actually seen these guys live when I was over there, and they're kind of the French Goldie-looking chain. And this track is
funny
called
French
L'Odyssée
fellas.
D'Espace, which is Space Odyssey. As far as I know.
I don't know. Sounds it.
That's as much as I understand, but it still sounds great.
Trébien.
Trébien Ensemble.
Elles organisent des courses à mesure du temps, elles s'améliorent, fabriquent des moteurs et tombent en record. Disparates en sphère de jeu, écrasent les rêveurs par manque de communication. Les cimetières eux-mêmes en restent pantois, Kainix, dans le sens de la vague. Loin de tout, proche de pas grand-chose, avec toujours un style propre, un gras dans la cause, sans trop de cause à faire. Politiciens bénévoles, pour succéder aux foufous du pouvoir, trop de danger. Pas cet jardin de bonne soupe, mais la recette n'est pas bricolable. La propriété par exemple, c'est vraiment de la grotte, autant dire vivre dans une crotte. Yeah. Knockout, Knut, Kopek, Kiss, Kepi, Klaxan, Kermesse pour Cabo, hey. Noyau noué, pour narcotique, nué notoire, pour non-sens normatif, X, X.
Mets ton casque,
KNX. Improbable comme
Mireille Mathieu, son maquillage ni franche sur les yeux. On fera pas de démagogie sur un ton mielleux.
Scandale, une coffre rigolée pas plein. Méchante pour ceux qui meurent de faim.
On crie ni chronique, microphonique, d'escroquerie et de conneries chroniques. Oh, avec mon cri, mais je vois que tu n'as pas compris ce que je dis.
Pour manier les âmes, des moignons et des armes, de l'oignon pour les larmes, du pognon pour les pâmes. Sidaïque orphelin, grâce à vous, voilà le gros lot de mélodrames musicaux pour mélomane du goulot.
Koenix, troupe au match.
Allez, champion
Mad
Lusitanos.
N'est pas pangang, brut, nishka. On arrache les laisses.
Allons-y, fuyons.
Et échire les liens du caniche à l'homme. Quand les chiens s'enflamment, c'est la violence des miettes. Et l'insolence des puces, l'impuissance des maîtres. Et de la fouillère en plus, sourcils
broncés.
Accent circonflexible, souris, rassure l'entourage, à ton tour de jouer. Gamin, grande gueule, malgré les camels. Amène les dés, les jettes, puis des règles. Le jeu, on rajoute des cartes. Horaire tardif, quand le cœur nous en dit titu, bataille, sleeping, bitu, top tout potin, liquide, fantôme, déambulation, maestro, décadent, dirtis, robot, épileptique, dans.
Knockout, Knut, Kopek, Kiss, Kepi,
Klaxan,
Kermesse pour Cabo,
hey.
Noyau noué,
pour narcotique,
nué notoire,
pour non-sens normatif,
X.
Mets ton casque, KNX.
Okay, this is a Free Rock and Roll Sound City special, and we're going to speak a little bit more now to Dave Pitchling. He's the main guy behind the Sound City Festival. And, I mean, Free Rock and Roll, it says on our website everything, Free Rock and Roll, from logos and guest lists and all that kind of stuff. So what would you say to people from the underground music scene? Is Sound City just a load of corporate bollocks, or what would you say?
Well, I think they'd probably say some of it's corporate bollocks, right. Yeah, and they'd probably be quite right to say that. I think, you know, it's difficult, isn't it? We're putting something on. I think, you know, I've obviously been down to the Free Rock and Roll nights. I buy into the ethos. I think it's an amazing philosophy and ethos to have. And we try to carry as much of that as we can, I guess, through to what we do. But I guess at the end of the day, it costs a lot of money to put it on.
Mm, yeah.
And so we've got to look at how we make money. You know, I guess if you evaluate it, we don't charge. You know, I mentioned some of the other festivals we talked about before. Our prices, I'm not going to start selling it on prices now, but our prices are a lot cheaper than others, and we do purposely try to keep them down and make it affordable. I talked about Create Sound City, that's aimed at people on the first rung of the ladder. That's absolutely free, you know, so people can come along.
And I suppose a lot of the gigs are free, aren't they?
Yeah, well. Yeah, something like 40% of our shows, 50% getting near, are free for the audiences to go to, and half of the conferences. And the conference, you know, the business element to it that create, it's not an add-on. You know, we've got some really big names coming to the conference this year, and they won't just be taking part in the big part of Sound City. They'll also be really mixing it with the create part of Sound City.
I mean,
well,
the part that caught my eye was at Seymour Stein. That's a massive name. How did you come by him then?
Well, again, through in the city for years. I met Seymour a few years ago now when he was over at in the city, and I've kept in touch with him.
Okay, do you want to just tell people what I know he is?
Yeah,
well,
Seymour Stein, as you're absolutely right, is one of the you know, rock and roll legend, really. You know, he's originally worked at Billboard many years ago, but more famously known for setting up Sire Records with Richard Gotterer. And signing, and well, not just signing, discovering bands like the Ramones, Talking Heads, Blondie, relaunching Lou Reed's career, and then I guess signing the Echo and the Bunnymen for America,
signed Madonna, the Smiths, didn't he, as well,
America,
after that,
and then signed Madonna, of course, in the mid '80s. Yeah. Discovered and signed Madonna as well.
Yeah, it's funny because I was watching the story of the Undertones, and he was on that where he'd come over to see somebody else, and he's in he's got a driver driving him to go and see someone else, and John Peel plays Teenage Kicks on the radio on Good Vibrations, because on first it was out on Good, which was tiny little Derry, and he stopped the car and said, "Find out who that kid is."
That's right. Yeah,
and he went round to Fergal Shaggy's house, and he's got all the, and he said, "I'm in this kid's house, and he's got all these gold records. He's got all like awards on the wall that he's won at school for singing and all this stuff." Like,
right,
and
he
rings the rest of the band saying, "I've got this Seymour," and he's negotiating with him, and the other, and he offers him 10 grand or something. The others are saying, "That doesn't sound like much, asking for 50 grand." And,
that's right. Yeah.
And so he signed the Undertones as well. Yeah,
I think that, you know, that's a great story about him, and that's testament to his hunger, really. I mean, the Ramones, he tells a similar story to when he heard them. You know, and he's an excitable kind of person, really, you know, and that's what's so amazing about him. He's one of the dying breed of A&R people. But he would say everything's in the voice, really. You know, it's always been about the voice with someone like Seymour. And I think, you know, more often than not, he's got it right.
Well, I mean, when I say, and there's a great DVD about the Ramones called End of the Century, which is a great rock and roll film. And in that one, he says, you know, I'd say what I liked about the Ramones is what I liked about any great band. That's the songs.
Yeah.
Just the songs, great songs, you know.
Right,
but obviously, you know, like you say, the voice as well. So that's enough about the business side of it. What bands, big bands would you recommend? And what about some unknown stuff people might not know?
I think the bigger bands, there's you know, not obvious ones necessarily, because I think they're still fairly zeitgeisted, that the acts that we're putting on, you know, we don't put on acts that are filling big arenas and so on. So I guess some of the newer ones coming through that are particularly exciting, you know, depending on what you're into. Bands like The Blackout that we got coming on, who are, you know, great young band that we're doing two shows with. The Maccabees, who've just done the NME thing. So if that's your thing, you know, then the Maccabees might be something that's for you. Other new acts like Delphic, who are kind of all over everything at the moment. Sunshine Underground, well worth seeing. I mean, bands, again, there's three or four albums into it now. Band, you know, British Sea Power that we've got on at the Mask as well, who are a great band to check out. And then, of course, you know, again, you know, talking about legends, really, is we've got, you know, The Fall, who, really great to have back, because they've just done, you know, the new album they've done on Domino, which is a great return to form.
Yeah.
So it's great to get them on the festival as well.
Good stuff. Yeah. So the festival, it's Wednesday the 19th till Saturday the... Is that right? I've got that right.
Yeah, you're right. 19th of May till the 22nd of May.
Okay, so
all over Liverpool.
Sure, and people can go on. It's just soundcity.co.uk, is it?
That's the one. Soundcity.
LiverpoolSoundCity.co.uk. And obviously, there's prices for individual gigs, but you can also wristband thing, isn't it?
You can get a wristband that gets you into absolutely everything. Yeah, every show across the festival.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to buy a wristband, then just go and see all the free shows.
Right. Obviously, is what we'll be doing.
Exactly.
And I just might like to point out, on the Thursday the 20th, we have a free rock and roll at Mellow Mellow for Sound City, which features my own band, the Dinner Ladies, but also
one of the paid
Light,
shows.
But, yeah,
you're playing a paid show and all, aren't you?
Well, I'm playing with The Fall the night before, yeah. And then the night after 20th, yeah, and it's Jimmy Lightfoot and the Disciples, Longfinger Bandits, and a great band from Preston called Johnny Fifth Wheel and the Cowards. So thanks very much, Dave. That was great.
No, thanks very much.
Cheers
for having us.
Look forward to it.
Cheers, Pete.
Halloween party?
Mm-hmm.
chaise.
666, come on.
Rock and roll radio.
Last two records you heard there were Come On by Zombie and the Skeletones. We played them last time out and it sounded so good, we thought we'd play another tune by them. Fantastic band. And after that, it's Barbershop, another band we like. The Fantastic Barbershop, who are actually playing on the Bizarre alternative cabaret stage at this year's Rebellion Festival in the Winter Gardens in Blackpool. And a few other Liverpool bands playing that as well. My own band, the Dinner Ladies, Instant Agony playing, Dead Class playing. So, yeah. So that's a good festival, and that's the 5th to the 8th of August. Thanks very much to Dave Pitchalenghi from Sound City Festival, who came in to see us there. And you can find everything out you need to know about that on www.liverpoolsoundcity.co.uk and see what's coming up next week between Wednesday the 19th and Saturday the 22nd. It'll be, won't it? Yeah. Okay. So we mentioned a little bit about Love Music Hate Racism there. There is this, providing this podcast goes out in time, on this Saturday, which is the, what date will that be?
No, it's 13th today.
13th.
No, that's today, so therefore,
yeah,
it'll be the 15th.
The 15th, yeah. There's a great gig on at the Picket, which is Don Letts, DJ and legendary DJ. Don Letts, fantastic two-tone ska band, The Beat. featuring Rankin Roger, and also, as I understand it, Levi Tafari, great Liverpool poet there as well. And that's part of the Writing on the Wall Festival, but also Love Music 8 Racing have got an involvement in that. It's £15, but there is a 2-for-1 offer if you go to the Philharmonic box office and say, wow, Writing on the Wall.
That, oh, really?
So for Writing on the Wall, yeah. So there's 2-for-1, which is a pretty good offer. So that's Saturday, the 15th of May. And like I said before, the regular Love Music 8 Racism gig is going to be the second Friday in the month, starting from July, at Mellow Mellow, and it's free in, but just with a little donation to promote a very good cause, which helped do a lot to crush the BNP in the local elections. We're proud to say we played our little tiniest little bit of part in that.
So they didn't
helping to plug.
They didn't get a whiff of a seat, nowhere.
Not anything, but you know, battle's not over and all that. You have to keep on your guard against those types. So the next record we're going to play is big favourites of ours. We play one of these near enough every show, but it's worth it just for the song titles alone. And this is another corker. This is Half Man Half Biscuit and Took Problem Chimp to Ideal Home Show.
Didn't bring the Game Boy.
Took Problem Chimp to the Ideal Home Show. Once in a while I need these childish kicks. Took Problem Chimp to the Ideal Home Show. Godspeed the trial to cite my childish kicks.
In the heart of darkness, there are no hassle-free cabinets. Sometimes occasional tables, mid-air, look kind of dangerous. To Ellen Bowen, two carols. Go on, Bobby, both barrels. Three cheers for the infinite leaflets. Take a take, I've been thinking of Tempest. Funky fabric, hip hip hooray. There's no stopping him, rip rip away. Heaven, yes, distant now. One imagines, after this lot, still gasp at his agility. Albeit in the tree of tranquility. Yes, it's a mess, I don't deny the crime. But look, I've reduced your iron in time. Multifunctional, ain't that what you call it? Well, here's a thought, feel free to install it. Your sink may well be superior, but we all stink once we reach the interior. Next week I'm taking them up west. We've not seen Lord of the Dance.
Talk Problem Chimp to the Ideal Home Show. Once in a while I need these childish kicks. Took Problem Chimp to the Ideal Home Show. Godspeed the trial to cite my childish kicks.
We'll
That was Half Man Half Biscuit and Took Problem Chimp to Ideal Home Show, and that's a bit rappy as well, isn't it? A little bit.
It is. It's
so
a rap.
That's like three rappy type things that we've had on the show. We didn't realise we were so down with the kids.
I can't wait.
Did you really call that living in Toxteth all that time, you see?
Oh, yeah.
And so we're nearly end of the show, which was a Free Rock and Roll Sound City Festival special. And thanks very much to Dave from Sound City coming in and talking to us and explaining to us what it was all about there. We'd just like to sign off by saying that we're back now with the Free Rock and Roll Radio, which will be a regular thing. And we'd like to say thank you very much to DefNet Media, who hosts the web, the podcast for us. And they're at www.defnetmedia.com, and they do a podcast called Art in Liverpool. So go to them for all your Art in Liverpool needs. Thanks very much to those guys for helping us do the podcast. We'd just like to say we're always looking for music for our show. So you can check out everything that's going on with the live gigs and the radio show. And there's going to be more records coming out as well on Free Rock and Roll label. And Paul's going to give us the address on the MySpace now. What is?
Yes, the email address or the MySpace.
Well, both.
Right, if I'm right. Yeah. Free Rock and Roll, all one word.
Yeah.
And that's not rock and roll, it's rock and roll at yahoo.co.uk. And you do the MySpace.
Okay, well, yeah, the email address we just gave out there, that's where you want to send your EP. It's not your EP3s, your MP3s. I'm back in the days of the EPs, see, I'm not down with the kids after all. The MP3 files and your and a bit about yourself and everything, and we'll try and fit you into the show. And then if you just want to check out generally what's going on with the live gigs and records and the radio show and everything, it's myspace.com/freerockandroll. So that's it. So we're nearly gone. Paul wants to say something else before we go.
One last thing.
Yep.
Apologies for talking over you earlier. I got a bit excited.
Actually, I forgive you. That's all
okay.
Right.
Okay. And also, whilst on the subject, we might have the microphone levels a bit better next time because we've had... You know, it's
I don't think you should make excuses like that.
All right.
I think you should just go with it. It's DIY.
You're listening to it. Yeah, you know, don't matter.
It's gritty.
Gritty.
Yeah.
A bit distorted, a bit good.
Yeah, well, that's
some great guitars.
That can only be good. So thanks very much. That was Free Rock and Roll Radio back on the airwaves again. And we're going to play out with a fun little band that we found on the internet called Bee's Niece. We've played something by these before. And is she, the singer, is she Norwegian or...?
Well, just to be safe, I'll say Scandinavian.
She's Scandinavian. That covers it. That covers a few bases, isn't it? So thanks very much for listening. And that was Free Rock and Roll Radio. We'll see you all at Sound City Festival, particularly Mellow Mellow on the 30th for the next free rock and roll gig at Mellow Mellow. And we're going to play out with the Bee's Niece. See you again.
Bye.
I'm hungry. My legs hurt. I'm tired. Fix me something to eat and a chair. Love me and don't expect anything back. Just do whatever I say. And maybe if you're lucky, I might love you back someday. Take me home, my back hurts. Rub my shoulders and fix me a drink. You say I'm pushing you around. Thank you in my eyes and let that be enough. Carry my bags when they're heavy. Put your coat around me when I'm cold. Don't question why you should love me. Just do whatever you're told. And don't think that I'll stay forever. Don't you cry when I go. Inside, I might love you, but don't think that I'll let you know. Oh, cause I'm just lonely and tired and a coward. But please stick around and fix me tea. Buy me chocolate and whisper into my ear that all you care about is me.
Me.
Just love me and don't expect anything back. Just do whatever I say. Someday. Da, ba, da. Da, ba, da.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.